Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
This is the Superhuman channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got great discussions ahead for you. We're going to start out the first hour with Coach Wade Johnson in the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition, which is brought to you by House of Pain. Visit superhumanradio.com, click the House of Pain banner ad to learn about their gear, t-shirts, and great stuff. Also, we're going to be talking today with Coach Johnson, and I'll bring him on now. How you doing, Wade?
Hey, Carl, good to be with you.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking during the first hour. We're going to talk about a few different subjects. The first thing we're going to talk about is training for couples, strength training for couples. Many of us are fortunate enough not only to have women that allow us to do what we do, but embrace it and join in with us. And there's got to be a balance between what you're doing in the gym and the goals you're trying to reach and making it enjoyable for both of you. Then we're going to talk a little bit about some listener questions. We have a listener question, some listener comments, and then we're going to talk about Coach Johnson's training in progress. Later in the show, Dr. Matt Andre will be on talking about the psychology of weight loss. You know, a lot of people try to lose weight. What's the difference between one person and another? It comes down to what they do with the information, their mindset. We're going to discover that later. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, you now train with your wife, right?
She trains with my evening clientele, but I'm 100% hands-on, and I would be considered her coach, trainer, whatever you want to call it. But ultimately, the answer is yes.
Okay, is it realistic, first? Like I love training with Elisa, but the problem becomes twofold. Number one, Elisa does different things than I do. And maybe I should cave in and start doing what she does for a while. I don't know. That just was a thought. But is it realistic to train with your partner, especially if the disparity in the amount of weight being moved is great?
I think you can. I mean, it was something, you know, that I've seen done in the past. I've actually trained couples that were power lifters in the past. And, you know, ultimately it's like any of the other training partners that I have. You know, I've got guys that ranging from, you know, my size down to, I've got a 148 pound lifter. And in the past, I had a couple of women that I had a 105 class lifter and a 123. And, you know, so they're extreme, you know, elite level lifters. You know, but, you know, still the disparity would be like in the squat anymore, where from 300 to 500 pounds. But it's like in any other gym situation, you know, if you're squatting off of one squat rack or monolift or whatever, you know, you may be doing, you know, it's just loading and unloading plates. And so and that's not so uncommon. But I think it's actually more important if being with someone and you share that common thread, that common, you know, passion, then, you know, you look at those things and you overcome them. It's pulling 500 pounds of plates off sometimes. And, you know, and if that's a pain in the ass, then, you know, you're probably doing the wrong thing anyway.
Yeah, I got you. And you're right. Sometimes the loading and unloading is as much work as just the movements themselves.
Exactly.
Okay, so how about what I just suggested a moment ago? I was thinking about this. I was thinking, you know, I guess I could come in one day and do Elisa's routine with her without, but I've never done it before. So there's going to be a learning curve, but she does a lot of plyometric stuff, a lot of rebound stuff, walking lunges, which I'm a klutz. I mean, walking lunges for me, you know, I'm waiting for Jerry Lewis to step out and applaud. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, one of our kids is walking. Look, you know,
right.
And so do I, or is it more realistic for the woman to adapt to what the guy is doing? Which one works for which, or does it all work for both?
Well, I think it's something, first and foremost, foremost, it's like with any training, it's got to be goal-oriented. If you want to really be successful with your training, that training needs to be done, you know, with goals, you know, a big goal and lots of small goals in mind, or, you know, it's just an activity. And in this case, you know, with what you're suggesting, a lot of it is going to depend on what you're trying to achieve in the long run, and even in the medium term. But in your case, you know, you're not competing, and you know you want to push and you want to lift heavier. But in this case, you're sharing something that she does and she's very impassioned about, and it goes beyond just the boundaries of training. You know, this is something that's very specific to her, and I think it's one of those things where, let me give you an example. Julia knows absolutely nothing about Olympic lifting, nor does she know anything about strongman, but she's very astute and is like a sponge. And when she sees me training, because I've gotten coaching from Melissa Garrett, Kylo, and Josh Kylo for the strongman stuff, and Polo Lopez, a friend of mine that has a CrossFit gym here, he is helping me. He and his fiance are helping me with Olympic lifting. So she's there videoing everything, and is everything that they would see me do wrong and correct, it is like an elephant. It is programmed into her brain. So when we're back at the gym at our place and I'm training on my own, when she sees it, you know, she starts going, remember, you know, Polo said you've got to get your hips higher. Remember, Melissa was telling you about how you got to place your hands and stuff like that. So it's one of those things where it's one thing to, you know, for couples to train together, and that's a wonderful thing. And I think what you and I have and you know, we're a real blessing is that these people are not only involved, they're engaged.
Right.
And so I think for you, you know, there will be no harm, because in you know, another reason, another facet, you know, using Julia as an example, in your situation, the more you learn about what Elisa is doing, you know, should she do, you know, a fitness or
a bikini,
you know,
comp, right?
Which, you know, which, by the way, there's no reason why she should not be doing that.
Right, right.
And so it gives you, it's one thing to go, you know, hey, baby, you look great, you know, but it's another thing to go, When you're engaged in what she's doing and doing the types of workouts that she's doing, you know, then you're able to help her more, you know, and achieve right. her goals, because you have an idea of what she's dealing with and going through.
Right. No, it makes perfect sense. And I think it is good. What about, before we go into the break, that what I want to broach next is probably a very difficult subject for some people. There probably are more out there, than not, who are lone trainers in their relationship. The guy goes to the gym and the wife doesn't, or the girlfriend doesn't, or vice versa. You know, the girl is training, but the guy doesn't. How do you, in your opinion, how do you, go to the other partner and say, you know, cause I had this, I mean, I invited my ex-wife to the gym when I started training, and I remember what she said. She says, I'm not going to that stinky gym. That's her impression, was it was a stinky gym. You know, like, how do you get the other person involved? How do you get them to see that this not only has an intrinsic value in helping them become healthy, but an extrinsic value as well?
Well, that's really a good question, and we could probably spend a lot of time on that. I think it's one of those things when the relationship is healthy. And by no means am I some.
Oh, no, Wade. The relationship was not healthy.
You know,
it's an worry about that.
I think that's probably indicative of a bigger issue when you have that. And I've had that in my past where, you know, well, you're working out, you know, because you want to be around the gym bunnies and stuff like that. And I'll explain to everyone out there that's listening. 5 o'clock in the morning, even at a commercial gym, your selection of gym bunnies is pretty bleak, you know.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, you're there because you know, you want to be, you're aspiring to do something. But I think to get back to your question, I think it's one of those things where in a healthy relationship, you know, even if it's not something that somebody is really into, they might become involved. And I think the other thing, the flip side of that, and I've had to counsel some of my lifters, and it's been both women and men, you know, that, you know, if your spouse is just not going to be into it, will show up for a meet and support you, you know, then you accept that, you know, because there may be things that, you know, that they're into that you're just like, you know, it'd be like me going hiking, you know, well, that's fine if it's, you know, I'm hiking, you know, a half a mile to a mile, but if it's going to be one of those 10-mile hikes, you know, I've lost a bunch of weight and I'm still 320-plus pounds. This just not going to happen, you know. So I think it's one of those things that you find a way to get them involved, and if they become engaged, then that's truly a wonderful thing. But I think you also, on the flip side, may have to be satisfied that you don't get any static about if you're the guy that goes to the gym and the wife stays home, you know. That kind of segues into finding a good balance of I'm going to spend X amount of time, I have to get this amount of work in, and then I need to be home with my family.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to just talk about this subject a little bit more. I have another question. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. This is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Many of you are going, where the hell is Rob Regish? Rob couldn't be here today, but he will be on the next roundtable discussion, and obviously this coming Tuesday on the Blueprint Power Hour. Wade, go ahead and plug your websites real quick.
Okay, you can find me on weightliftingdiscussion.com. We have a training forum there. Facebook, I have a personal page and a Johnson Strength Facebook page. And you can go to johnsonstrengthgroup.com and find out about Ogreware and a few other things. And I can always be emailed at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
50.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I got a lot of emails about my interview yesterday with Sean Phillips. And the one that kind of summarizes the feelings about the interview yesterday was this one from Colin Dermott. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He said, I really loved your interview with Sean Phillips. You need to do a regular episode with him. Your chemistry is perfect. He brought out a side of you I didn't know existed. We need more of these discussions. We got into some discussions about focus and awareness and being in the moment and how that plays into training. And it was what seemed like an esoteric discussion, but apparently a lot of people really liked it. So there you go. I'm happy to have Sean as a sponsor and on the show as well. All right. Now, what about this? And we're going to get off this subject. What about the notion that a lot of women don't want to train with their partner because, you know, there's a lot of guys in the gym that, you know, they believe the ads in the magazines that you got to scream at people to make them stronger. You slap them on the back of the head and, you know, yell, come on, dumbass, push harder. And they want to treat their female partner with some degree of that. Come on, you got to train harder. You got to, you know, no pain, no gain. And what do you say to the guys out there to get them to stop being some, you know, such dumb rocks?
Well, I think ultimately I'd tell them first, you know, simmer down just a little bit. And that's and I don't want to cookie cutter or typecast women in the gym, because a lot of times it's just like guys, it's very individual. I have a group of guys, like I said, that range from my size to, you know, we've got a guy that's not even a full 148. I mean, he's strong, you know, but I mean, that's in a world of 300 pound guys, that's a little guy.
Right.
And each one of those guys have different mentalities. You know, they're, and oddly enough, you know, the smallest guy I have, he responds well to when I dig in and put my foot in his fanny.
Right.
You know, then I've got a guy that's over 200 pounds that you have to be a little more gentle with. You know, I mean, I'm oversimplifying.
Right.
But he just does not, he will shut down if you get down on him too hard. You know, and these are guys that are training for powerlifting.
Right.
And so you have to be, you know, women are a different animal. The whole Venus Mars thing is true, and everybody that says otherwise or wants to, you know, jump up on a soapbox is full of crap.
Right.
I mean, it's just, we are made to be different, and that is the challenge of, you know, of two people being together.
Right.
You and I could live in an apartment and somebody would fart and you would be just fine.
Right.
You'd be like, well,
right,
that's what happens.
Right, right.
You know, well, you can't, that's, you know, some women are pretty sensitive to,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know.
But I think the thing also is that you can't go the other direction too far. If a woman wants to be in the gym and is not just working out, I mean, is pushing herself, then she needs some of that fire. And I think you have to be responsible, like you would in any other facet of your relationship, is you temper it with your vantage point, with what you see, and then the feedback that the person gives you. And it should be, we should even be more sensitive if this is our significant other, spouse, or, you know, or whatever the situation may be. Because now, like with Julia, I have to pull the reins on her almost every session. If she doesn't get what she thinks she should, she is pissed. And that's not an understatement. There's no dramatization there. She is furious. She will talk about it 2 hours later, and I was like, sweetie, you were in the gym. You got some great work done. This isn't a race. You know, I'm going through everything, you know, trying to get her to simmer down. But then I have, you know, the next girl next that's training next to her where I got to go, you got to stop giving up. You know, push yourself, you know, to go that one extra step further. So, you know, even though I'm a coach, I think it's one of those things where you have to find a balance and understand, you know, that not everyone is the same, and it's going to be the same, you know, with your spouse. As hard as I want to push myself, there, you know, and I will push myself to the breaking point, I have to temper that, you know, because Julia wants to push it to the breaking point
right.
every time she's in the gym.
Right.
And, but then like with Melissa, you know, she was one of the guys. She was a girl in her skin, but she was a lifter first in the gym. She never got any slack, and, you know, that's just the way it was. And she responded well to it. Not only did she respond well to it, she dished it out. And she, to this day, shows me no mercy. There is no concern that I'm big weight and this badass. You know, to her, I'm another trainee, and when I screw up, and you know, and it's pretty salty. You know,
right.
she pulls no punches. But by the same token, you know, it's one of those things where ultimately, you know, I know I'm covering a large gamut here, but you can't be a knucklehead. You know, you have to find out what your spouse, what your significant other is going to respond to, and cultivate that. And I think that will make everyone happier, you know, in the
right.
long run. And you'll get much more, you'll get more work done in the gym and more cooperation when you need to go off and do what you need to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's important. I think this is a journey of many. I think that if you can get your spouse, your significant other, you're involved in physical culture, and you don't have children, when you do have children, there's a good chance that they'll get involved. And it's a great gift. When they see both mom and dad doing it, then both the girls and the boys in the family go, wow, this is something, you know, this is something we should be doing. It's not like, oh, this is something dad does. You know,
right.
if I want to be like dad, I'm going to do this. But no, it's something everybody does. So I think it's really important. And that's why I wanted to discuss it. Because we have to break down this barrier for women. You know, I know I've said this so many times that many of you are about to stick your fingers in your ears. But women need strength training more than men do. Women outlive men, and women end up in institutions for one reason and one reason only. They lose the ability to be ambulatory. And if women were stronger going into the later years in the 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of their lives, they could live on their own and miss their husbands. You know, it's like, but they could live on their own because they won't fall. They'll be able to lift the package out of the trunk of the car. They'll still be able to drive. You know, you look at, I can't think of a name now. I've said it so many. Judy, she's been on my show. She's got a 225-pound deadlift. She competed in powerlifting
right.
in her 70s. You know, this is a woman who is not going to, maybe she may be hampered by things in life, but she's not going to be hampered by her ability to live life. So women need to get this message. And if it takes going to the gym with your husband, going to the gym with your boyfriend to get you indoctrinated, then that's great. That's great. Anyway, all right, we're going to change gears here a little bit. We have a question. I was trying to get this guy on the phone with me because I have questions for him. His name is Kurt Salquist, and he sent me this email before, and I accidentally ignored it. I didn't do it on purpose, so I want to answer it today. And then, Wade, you may have seen this in the gym as well, but I'm not going to read the entire email. But basically, when he squats and goes to failure, he ends up with a migraine headache that lasts him for days. And I did a little digging around on this. Now, he also points to, he knows other guys in the gym that when they squat, they get severe headaches, but generally up the back of the neck in the trapezius area. But this is different in my opinion. First of all, have you ever encountered has it ever happened to you where after a heavy squat session or maybe something really strenuous, a strenuous pull, that you ended up with a headache?
It does happen occasionally, you know, and I've always attributed it to, you know, like this week, I think I posted the training in some videos from Tuesday. I mean, it's the heaviest I've been since I competed and did three singles with 865. And, you know, after the session, you know, I'm wrung out. And sometimes I'll have a little bit of a headache. And I think for me, it's indicative of not only the weight, but I'm in equipment. And so you're holding your breath a little while longer and things of that nature. So, sometimes I will, but often, you know, I'm generally tired, or I may be a little, you know, a little tender, but I don't have them frequently. It's something that does happen, but not with any frequency.
Okay. There are individuals who are prone to exercise-induced migraine episodes. Just the way there are people who are prone to exercise-induced asthma. And clearly, the appears to be, at least in some of the literature that I was able to dig up, there seems to be a common wisdom out there that this is a result of Valsalva. This is a result of an extreme elevation in blood pressure, which, by the way, it doesn't have to be 800 pounds on your back. You can have 225 on your back and do 15
sure.
reps. When you get into those last five reps, the blood pressure in your body is just mounting with every single rep. Did you want to speak to that, Wade, when I was saying that?
Well, I think one of the things that I was going to say, I mean, I don't have any type of documentation to prove this. The one thing that stuck out to me when you were reading the email is that when he goes to failure, and my immediate question would be, now how often is he doing this with this kind of compound movement? You know, because, you know, the squat is just such, you know, it is the biggest movement in my opinion because it involves the most body parts, and I think by far is the most strenuous on not only the central nervous system, but all the other systems in the body. So I would say that definitely, you know, you take someone like me who has squatted over 1,000 pounds and you put 225 or 315 on me and I go to failure, you know, and again, not knowing how he trains, is he going to failure, you know, for three working sets?
Well, he gives an example here, but I don't think he's discussing himself. He says that, you know, he's doing a program based on a program of, in a squat cage doing traditional hack back squats. No pad, of course. I guess he's talking about that little manta ray. Pushing people to technical failure with 50 to 65% of your one rep maximum. So you're doing, this is reps. He's doing
yeah,
reps.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if he's over 50%, it's still not play weight.
Right.
And, you know, so again, the stress level, you know, and I've always said it, I'd much rather lift heavy and do doubles and triples or even sixes than do sets of 15 or 20. It just wears me out, you know, and I've got pretty good muscular endurance for an old fat guy. And I would be willing to bet that this comes down to one, like you said, I think that this is some kind of training induced migraine, that I would suggest that he get that looked into, you know, just for, if nothing else, for peace of mind, or if there's not another issue afoot, and then look at how he's training. You know, I couldn't even imagine, you know, if this is something that he's doing more than once a month, what kind of damage, you know, that is going on, you know, beyond just having a headache.
Well, let's do
that
this.
That'd be my biggest concern.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I've got some thoughts on it as well, and I want to throw this around. And I'm also trying to – I emailed him before the show, and he emailed me back. I was actually going to try to get him on the air for a couple minutes because I had some questions for him. Let's see what the break brings to us. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy. We're missing Rob Regish today. No, you're not crazy, but he will be back next week. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com. GetDS.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
She's a very kinky girl.
Welcome back to the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson. Rob Regish is absent today, but he will be back next week. Elisa just said to me, I couldn't think of Judy Madsen's last name, the 70-plus-year-old woman who's got a 225-pound competitive deadlift. And God bless her. I mean, that's great. Okay, so anyway, getting back to Kurt Salquist's question. Here's my thoughts on it. There's a lot of, and I only know about migraines because I did a lot of research on cluster headaches years ago for a friend whose daughter was suffering from like 100 seizures a day. They couldn't even send her to school anymore. Cluster headaches and migraines have some similarities. High levels of carbon dioxide in the body and vascular restrictions in an area of the brain that causes focal point blindness. You know, you can only see in tunnel vision and so on and so forth. Noises become very loud, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So here's what we did with this young girl. I had just done a show about inversion and how inversion actually can keep the brain large and healthy and youthful. And so they started having her invert on her bed. She had to sleep on the top bunk of a bunk bed. So she put her feet up on the wall and her head off the edge of the bed. And she did that before bed every night. And her seizures within 2 days dropped to 3 a day.
That's unbelievable.
Coincidence? Wow. I don't think so. Okay. No. So the first thing I would say to you is this. In my humble opinion, and I have no accreditation, so therefore I can say whatever I want. No one can take my license away. Okay? I think that this is a result of Valsalva. I think that your blood pressure is getting so high and you have some constricted blood vessels in your brain that I would avoid any supplements that cause vasoconstriction, caffeine and all that. Because that's what I was going to ask you. Are you using caffeine? Are you eating anything before the workout? Yes or no? There's some questions I wanted to ask that have an effect on the vasomotor system. But with that being said, I think inversion would be a good thing for you. And also avoidance of anything that has a vasoconstrictive effect. And I would like to see what that does for you and then go back into the gym and train. The headaches that you're talking about at the back of the neck, I've had these happen at certain times where my traps became so constricted for so long that all the way up into the back of the skull where the traps actually go up into the column of the neck and connect, I had soreness. That's not a migraine. That's something different. So that's my two cents on it. You want to add anything to that, Wade?
Yeah, hopefully we'll get some follow-up on this because I'd like to know what the supplementation is. Because one of the things that we're looking for when we do a pre-workout supplement is how to increase blood flow.
Right.
And, so I have this morning cocktail that I wouldn't suggest for anyone but me. But, that's always the thing that I'm looking for. And I've even seen, I've not experienced this myself. I've known people, to take, erectile dysfunction medication before they train to acquire the blood flow.
Well, the problem with PDE5 inhibitors is they're selective in where they increase blood flow.
Right.
They have a profound effect on the heart, and you have to be careful because there's a very, very thin line between reducing back pressure on the heart is helpful to the heart. Because what's going on with me. I'm doing so much research into the heart right now. It's just unbelievable. But there's a very, very thin line to where the back pressure on the heart becomes so relieved that the heart caves in on itself. Like just imagine if you're pumping a bicycle pump. You know how it resists, so you push it, but imagine that there's no resistance. Boom, you just go right down to the ground. You follow me?
Right.
So
right.
There's a thin line, but you're right. You're absolutely right. PDE5 inhibitors, maybe like a Cialis-type product, 5 milligrams a day.
Right.
You know, that's it.
But like yourself, I'm wondering, if based on his training and how much caffeine he's taking in, if he is, what's going on. But the supplements that we use are generally, to help, create blood flow.
Yeah.
And then the inversion thing, it never even occurred to me to try that. So I'd be interested in some follow-up. I'd like to see what his questions are and what his follow-up will be.
Yeah, hopefully he'll get back. All right, here's another one. This was a follow-up to a fellow who wrote us a while ago, Tim. I want to pronounce his name. It's Weinzerl. I hope I'm doing it right, Tim. But anyway, he was asking us about his deadlift and how his back gets so fatigued. And so you said, I'd love to see a picture of your deadlift. And sure enough, he put one up on YouTube for us. And I think you and I both came to the same conclusion. So why don't you speak to it?
Well, I'm playing the video now. And by the way, Tim, very nice deadlift. The one thing that I would be concerned about is in his starting position, the back, especially the lower back to mid back, is still rounded. Obviously, very strong low back, very strong hamstrings and glutes, because he pulls 405 for 5 reps with no belt, and it just looks like it's good hard work. There's no hitching, and he's pulling the reps, right on through. But the thing that I would like to see is I'd like to see his back at least neutral and get that fanny down some, because there is absolutely no leg drive. And while he's excited about his progress and certainly addressed in his email that he did agree that there was a training protocol issue, I think ultimately the biggest issue and why he's got a sore back is you can see in his deadlift that he is rounding the lower part of the back, and the fanny is sky high. And there are people that get away with that, but that rounding out of the lower to mid back, I think that's the culprit. I mean, that guy is obviously very strong and is seeing progress, and I think he's making adjustments in his training protocol. But at the end of the day, that's where the pain is coming from.
And this is an error that a lot of people make in the deadlift. Being in between a deadlift and a stiff leg deadlift, there's a lot of people that can move heavy weight there, but they're so much stronger if they get their form right. If you get down further and lock your lower back and start the movement by, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm off base here, but it was always my understanding that you start the movement with your legs, with your back locked. Your legs start the driving force, and then your back starts moving as you come up. Am I wrong about that, or is that?
Well, no, not necessarily. And I've seen some incredible pullers that the form was in, you know, as far as textbook, was atrocious, and it was very painful to watch, but they would pull this enormous amount of weight. So, you know, you couple form, you know, with the result, and then how you feel afterward. But I'm, you know, Tim, am I saying that right, Tim?
Yes, Tim.
You know, his initial question was, you know, was the pain, and ultimately, you're right. His knees are bent, but this is much more along the lines form wise of, you know, close to a stiff leg deadlift. And so I definitely think the encouraging thing is a few little adjustments, and I think it cleans up his form. And not only is it going to help alleviate the pain, I think he's going to move more weight. And I think in this case, if he can find a way, you know, to engage a few more things with his form and muscle groups, you know, he's really going to see a lot more results. Now, another thing that, and I've had to address this with some of my lifters, and this is especially prominent in conventional pullers, is you see them set up, shins up against the bar, and that's a very traditional thing. But what I find happens is that when they start to get into pulling position, they are not in the proper position to start the deadlift. The shoulders and the head and everything are way over the bar. So immediately, once they put tension in the bar and start off of the floor, it raises the hips. And again, like Tim is experiencing, you know, there's pain in the lower back, and it's limiting the amount of weight lifted. So what we did to alleviate that, because I was a very large lifter, especially in a suit that was restrictive, I would set up about 6 inches away from the bar, maybe even a little more, which would allow me to get down to the bar and get a good grip, and then I would pull myself into position and
right.
pull the bar into me, and then come up off the floor. And I think in Tim's case, if he stands back just a little bit, because the natural, anatomically, the natural tendency is when you're shinned up against the bar, when you bend, even if you bend a lot at the knees, you're going to push that bar out in front of you. So step back, and then that way you can pull yourself into shape. You're going to be much tighter and in a better position to pull. And for me, I was much better at pulling explosively when I pulled the bar into me and pulled myself down to the bar.
And when you're down further, you're actually your spine, your glutes, your hips, you're preloaded. When you go down, I mean, I know nothing about this, right? But just I'm an avid student of kinesiology. When you go down beyond what your body wants to let you go to, you automatically have a spring effect working for you.
Right.
So,
sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
One of the things that I tell my guys, and squat is a great, great motion to see this. You'll see them when the weight gets heavy, they'll start putting on the brakes. And may even cut their depth. A lot of times they do cut their depth. And I'm like, the worst thing that you can happen is fail. And you've got plenty of spotters, so you're safe. The rebound that you get out of the hole, and granted, this is different than the deadlift, but it goes to show when you get in the correct position, the amount of power that you can generate. That's kind of along the lines, you know, as an example of what you're trying to,
yeah.
what you're saying. And I have found that when they will go ahead and use pace to get in the hole on their squat, you know, the tendency is they're much more explosive, and they don't tend to stick as low in the hole. They may still stick. They may even fail. But if you learn, you know, to go ahead and get where you need to be and you're able to be dynamic, and in this case, the same thing with the deadlift. When you get into the proper position, your ability to be dynamic and what you're saying is pulling yourself in position, you're absolutely much more tighter. And the muscles and everything respond accordingly.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we have one comment to read from a listener, and then we're going to catch up on Coach Wade Johnson's training. Plug your websites again real quick, Wade.
Johnson Strength Group, there's a place that is where you can find out about Ogrewear. But I want to just talk a little bit about that. We've got a really cool logo. We've gone really out of our way to make sure that the shirts are top quality. And, you know, so please check those out. I've, you know, we're always working on stuff. We've got the female ogre, and so there's going to be some options for the females out there as well.
Cool.
That's on Johnson Strength Group. You can reach me on at supersquat800@yahoo.com anytime, questions, comments, anything. Weightlifting Discussion has the training forum on it, and I have a personal Facebook page and a Johnson Strength Facebook page as well.
There you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders and in minutes I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21DayFit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Matt Andre on talking about the psychology of weight loss. Of course, we're talking about losing fat, not muscle. Have you visited Supversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com? Adele Moussa is a genius. I've said it before, and you can be a genius too. You just have to visit the website and read it once in a while. He's got a great blog post up there today about something that really interests me, and that is the interplay of electrolytes, calcium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, so on. And he says here, the amounts in food and water and supplements. Getting enough is easy, but knowing how much is not. And I have a suspicion that anabolic steroids cause their strength gains through mediation, attenuation, and modulation of electrolytes. So don't poo-poo calcium, magnesium, potassium, and zinc when it comes to training and strength. Okay, let's get back to it. I want to read this real quick, Wade, because this is a fellow who wrote us, Courtney Hulme, H-U-L-M-E. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Remember when we did the deloading show, Wade?
Yes.
Okay, so he wrote, Carl, thanks to all of you for doing the show on deloading. It came at the right time to knock some sense into me. I've been squatting heavier and heavier for a couple of months and haven't wanted to pull back the weight any. Recently, I've been feeling the hints of an injury coming on, but I always talk myself out of going lighter. While listening to today's show, I decided to do it, and I knew I needed to do it for a long time. Thanks a lot. So, people are listening, Wade.
I'll share this real quick. I've gotten email from several people, and again, it's a blessing. You know, there's when you do these things, and you know, I've been very fortunate to write for magazines and other things and meet people, you know, like yourself at meets and stuff like that. And you sometimes wonder, you know, is anyone really paying any attention? And the answer is yes. And I don't take that for granted. I don't claim to be a know-it-all. I've just done this a long time. I've
right.
made a bunch of the mistakes, you know, that I'm hopeful that I can steer some other people away and share some things with them that has worked real well. But I spoke with via email a Michael Sheely, and he has an acronym in front of his name, and I would only do it injustice to assume what it is. But this is an older gentleman, and he is on the Age Force team with me, which I'd like to pump them real quick.
Sure.
Steve at Age Force has been very, very generous. And I will say this again, and I'm not blowing smoke, and you know me personally,
right.
and you know I don't.
Right.
And just like with Rob's supplement, the supplements that I've chosen to work with Age Force with, I'm seeing some success, and I posted that on Anabolic Minds as well. And the one thing that I did, and I'll get back to Mike, is I took about 4 days off of some of the things that I'm using that help me be energized in the morning. And I said, okay, because a lot of times with supplements, people are waiting to feel that stimulated effect,
right?
Like with the old ECA stacks we used to use, and I miss so much. But,
and you knew they were working.
Yes. And but one of the telltale signs is a lot of times we take something and the effect is somewhat faint or minute, but the effect is there and the benefit is there. And one of the things that has always been a test is when I stop using it, do I miss how I feel?
Right.
And so with Julia being out of town for work, I took 3 days, no patches. And within a couple of days, I immediately felt the effect. And then the other thing with the fat-burning patch, I had kind of come to a stalemate because I've been going up heavier and heavier and heavier, and I'm 2 weeks out from being done with this training cycle before I start the training cycle for the meet in December. And so, the effect was for me with the fat-burning patch is that I've been getting physically bigger, so my scale weight wouldn't be going down like I wanted it to, and I kind of come to an impasse. And the only thing that I have added is this fat-burning patch. And sure enough, you know, I'm starting to see some downward movement. Now, it's not near as fast as I want it to be, but it is definitely, these patches are definitely playing a role in my training.
Yeah,
now.
And you know what? A lot of people don't understand the whole transdermal delivery system, so they doubt the patch. And there's nothing you could do about that, but they deliver nicotine this way. They deliver a lot of things this way. It's not magic. It happens all the time. You absorb
right.
stuff.
Right. Well, and the thing for me is, and you know this, the amount of supplements that I have taken in my, you know, in my time training is immense. And it's just like eating six or seven times a day. There are times it becomes a chore, you know, because you're taking 20 or 30 tablets of some sort, you know, with every meal. And to be able to do these while I sleep and I don't have to do anything else but take the time to stick them on my arm.
I know.
You know, and I'm like, this is beautiful. And then when it started working, and I will admit, if Steve is listening or he downloads this, I was like, all right, I'm going to give this a try. But I, you know, okay. And not unlike Rob's supplement. I mean, I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And I'm a believer, so. But, quickly back to Mike. Again, hopefully people, you know, will feel like they can email me, you know, and approach me to ask any sort of question. Mike had some squat issues. He's a very competitive power lifter. Sent me some video and we're immediately seeing, you know, some improvement with his squat form and some of the issues that he was experiencing as a result of his form. So I'm very excited for that and, you know, give Mike a shout out.
Okay,
as well.
We only have a few minutes, literally. So give me, so you did a triple with 8 watt the other day?
I did 3 singles. I went to the briefs that I squatted the 1040, still using the old suit. So I'm making the adjustment to the super, you know, the super crazy gear.
Right.
Squatted 865 for 3 singles and then did some close stance up to 550 for a triple close stance, just a belt. I benched 635 in the old denim from 2004 a couple of weeks ago, and brought Harley Timms on as a local guy that's, you know, probably one of the big bench phenoms now.
Yeah, I met Harley. You introduced him to me at a show one time.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And so he's training with us on our bench day, and that's going to be a great addition. And, you know, so it looks like what it looks like is hopefully if I can stay healthy and put together that the initial numbers will be something that hopefully I can eclipse. I should be able to go over 900 in the squat and over 600 in both the bench press and deadlift. I finished a mini cycle and deadlifted conventionally, and I've been pulling sumo in full gear in competition, but I deadlifted 625. I put video on your Facebook page, 625 conventional beltless. So it's, you know, I'm not going to be near the, you know, the numbers that I did a couple of years ago. But it looks like, you know, that at 308, I'm going to have a shot potentially, at 2200.
Wow. That's awesome, man. And we're going to be there. That's in December. It's going to be up in Cincinnati, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Wade, we've come to the end of, our journey.
It always goes by so quickly.
I know, right? And I want to thank you so much for coming on today. Say hello to Julia, and we'll have Rob Regish with us next time we do the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, which is brought to you by House of Pain. If you're not in pain, visit House of Pain. They'll teach you how. No, great shirts. I love wearing my House of Pain shirts to the gym because it tells people I'm serious about what I'm doing, even though I look like a jerk. All right, Wade, take care, brother.
Thanks to you, and thanks to Elisa. I'll be talking to you guys soon.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Matt Andrea on. We're going to talk about the psychology of fat loss, of weight loss. What is the difference between someone who's successful and someone who's not using the same programs? It comes down to you, what you bring to the party. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Two people follow a nutritional diet plan. One person's successful, one person's not. Why? Is it exclusively physiological or is it psychological? We're going to talk about that today with Dr. Matt Andre. Many of you know him as an anti-aging doctor, which he is, and also an advocate for raw unpasteurized milk, which he is. But what you don't know about him is he runs one of the most successful bariatric clinics in the region. How you doing, Dr. Andre?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and so what struck me about your practice when we talked about this is that you actually employ people who do nothing but work on the mindset of the patient as opposed to just a pharmacological and nutritional approach. Why is that?
Well, I guess the root answer to that, Carl, is that in my opinion, they're all kind of one. Your hormonal milieu, your physiologic makeup, medications you take or don't take, the foods that you eat and why, you know, these are all chemistry, and even the thoughts we have a chemical entity to them. Now it becomes chicken or the egg. Does chemistry run your thoughts or vice versa? And it's really a dance between them. But having done this now for about 15 years, the thing that you said it very well, you know, you bring people in and why does one person succeed and one not? And certainly they can have variance in all of those aspects. But the one where I found that repeatedly, we saw the biggest change and the most fundamental changes that carried over not only into their weight, but in the rest of their lives was when we helped them fundamentally begin to think different, or rather to start with understanding how they were thinking and the way that related to their food choices and to their eating and to their weight itself.
Now, you told me something that I found really interesting that catches some of your bariatric patients off guard.
Mm-hmm.
When you first meet with them and you have this discussion with them, and some of them get annoyed. They think that you're toying with them, right?
Yes.
Give me a snapshot of that discussion.
Right. Well, I mean, sometimes what we'll do is when I've got a new group of weight patients that I see, sometimes we'll just sit down and first thing we'll do is eat ice cream.
So you bring them into the office. You have a beautiful office, and I know that you're expanding
thank
it.
You.
And you've got a beautiful kind of conference type room. You bring them in. You sit them around the table. There's a kitchen off to the side, and you actually is the ice cream waiting for them, or do you come? You let them sit down and then bring it out.
Now we sit down and then we bring it out. And particularly, you know, it's great if it's A2 raw milk ice cream.
but that's hard to come by.
Right. You know, unless you're really lactose intolerant, I mean, most people just kind of dig ice cream. It's relatively universal. But what we're trying to do, and some people just freak out when you start to do that. I can't believe you're bringing this out and you're, you know, that here I am trying to lose weight and you're confronting me with this. And when I see that kind of reaction from someone, that tells me several things. Number one, that they've got huge problem with self-acceptance, you know, and that it gives me a lot of clues about where we're going to have to do some work. Because truth be told, most people really dig ice cream. And
oh, come on, let's face it, everybody loves ice cream. let's face it. And you know, it's ironic that you use that because that is like the number one taboo. You know, when you're dieting, like, you know, oh, well, I guess I can never eat ice cream again, you know?
Right. And it's not like we serve up, you know, big, massive amounts or something. But, you know, we sit down and we take a bite and ask them to taste it. What do you like about it? What do you sense from it? Because what I deeply believe is that most of the eating that we do that hurts us, most and almost all of the overeating we do, it's all unconscious. We don't think about it. People aren't thinking about that. You know, the third trip through the drive-thru of the day. They're just reacting. They're reacting to something inside them that says, this is what I got to do right now. I'm starving. This is the answer. I don't have any time to go fix dinner. This is the answer. I don't have any money to go and get some real food. This is the answer. And then because they don't accept what they're doing, they don't like it, they know they're hurting themselves, they refuse to look at it. And they even cut themselves off from whatever blessing or good that food that they've chosen can even give them. And that's where what I've found is that the mistakes that I've made in always setting up limits and barriers and all those kind of things, you can't do this, you can't do this. All of us have that little kid inside just begging for you to put up a wall that they can run into.
Right.
Begging you to put up a fence that they can jump over. And that part of us that wants to do that rebellious part, is also the part that keeps us alive. That's the part that keeps us not being enslaved.
Right.
So that's fundamentally good. We don't want to artificially set up those barriers and work against ourselves.
Okay, and so let's talk about some of these points. As a former fat person, 330 pounds, I used to drive through Wendy's drive-through at least 3 times a day. And when the double stack first came out, I used to drive through and I would order 3 double stacks on 1 bun. So there was 6 patties on 1 bun, 3 slices of cheese.
Wow.
A Mr. Pibb, because they didn't have Dr. Pepper at Wendy's, and a Biggie Fries. And I used to eat that 3 times a day. And I have to tell you, as a former recreational drug user, and keep in mind, I was in the 70s. It was condoned.
Yeah,
it was expected.
It was part of the thing. Yeah.
It's not, you know, so the feelings I used to have were very similar to the ones that I used to experience in addiction. Just going to Wendy's, knowing that I was going, I became happy and joyful and positive.
Before you even got there.
Yeah, because I knew I was going to go cop. I was going to go cop hamburgers.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And so I would actually start to feel the sensations that the food was going to bring on my way to Wendy's. I'd go through the drive-thru, I'd order, I'd pull, and I would just park right there and eat in my car because I was really fat and I didn't want to walk in. Most fat people, I can say, are not happy to be fat, even though there's organizations out there trying to make it look like we should embrace them.
Right.
We don't embrace ourselves when we're fat, just for the record. But anyway.
Yes.
So I know what you're talking about, the psychology of it. It's chemical. And quite frankly, I would eat that food, not even thinking about eating it, because I'd be sitting there thinking about where I was going and when I get there, what I have to do, and blah blah blah. So I was never in the moment.
Yep.
I didn't even feel my ass on the seat of the car, and I would eat that food, I would drink that drink, I would eat those fries, and then I would drive down the road. And the truth of the matter is, while I was full for maybe 15-20 minutes, I was quite unsatisfied 15-20 minutes after that.
Yeah, and that's what. One of those fundamental things we try to get at with people is, where does the satisfaction come from and why do we live without it? And food is built to give that to us if we allow it to. And where do we get off track? And so often, it's because of our own judgments about it. It's our own prejudices. It's our own blocks that we've put up that keep us from getting out of the food what we're trying to. And that's really, people don't know that that's what I'm doing when I sit down and, you know, we put ice cream in front of them. But it's a huge, it's like a lab test.
Right.
Get you a lot of information. And sometimes you put it down there and it's amazing. People just, oh my God, this is the first ice cream I've seen in weeks. Gone, you know?
they don't even ask if they're supposed to eat it. Like, I would,
no, man. They just gone, you know?
When I was 3:30, if I sat down in the office and there was ice cream in front of me, I would look around and go, and I'd say to you, is this a test?
Yeah.
And then you'd go, no, you can eat it. I go, I can really eat it? And you'd go, yeah. And I go, okay, I'd eat it, you know? But I'd have to know first. I'd have to make sure it wasn't a test, that's all.
Some people, you'll tell them that, and they'll literally, they can't eat it. They can't do it. They can't put it in their mouth. They'll start shaking. I mean, they'll start crying because their judgment about what they're doing is so harsh.
So let's talk about that for a second. It's not the food that they're judging. It's themselves and the action that they're giving into this. It's not the ice cream.
No.
It's the word should that's playing in their head, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly
right. I should or shouldn't do this.
Right.
And I want to take a break because I'm getting waved at. We're going a little long here. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to examine this whole notion of these words that actually cause the problems, not the food.
You got it.
We're talking with Dr. Matt Andre. In my humble opinion, if you can get to Dr. Matt Andre to become your doctor, you need to do it right away. His website is andremedicalservices.com. The guy is by far the best. I'm going to say it this way. He uses medicine. Medicine doesn't use him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Again, with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
To my listeners in California, it was just revealed today that the biotech giants have dumped $25 million into a vote no on Proposition 37 campaign for California to try to convince people that knowing what is GMO and isn't GMO is not important to them. And so I just want to remind you that we must vote yes on Proposition 37, because if California gets the GMO labeling rights on, the rest of the country will follow. We can't let these and by the way, Monsanto is the biggest contributor at $4.2 million to the $25 million ad campaign, telling people that GMO is good. It's okay. You don't have to know what's GMO. Why do they not want us to know what is GMO? Should be the important question on everybody's mind in California. You must vote yes on Proposition 37. We must have genetically modified foods identified and labeled. This is our one chance. Let's bury these bastards once and for all, okay?
Here.
All right, so here we go. The word should, shouldn't. These words that we use to make us feel bad about the things we're doing, you go after these words with these people, don't you?
You bet. You know, anything that you resist persists. And with weight, the way I view it is it's probably one of the best tools. And Carl, you're one of the perfect examples, I would say, of this. Carrying extra weight around can be one of the finest tools that any of us can have to help bring us into consciousness. If it weren't for your weight and the health consequences that you had, you would have never potentially woken up to what you were doing to your body.
That's the truth.
You would have never confronted it and decided you wanted different results.
I wouldn't be sitting here behind this microphone right now.
You'd be dead.
Well, not even that. But if I just been a lean, healthy person my entire life, I wouldn't be doing this. So getting fat actually had a benefit to me.
Right. And that's what I try to tell people. You know, if you've gotten to the point that you're willing to come in here and pay me money and sit down and talk about this stuff that's embarrassing and talk about all the times you failed at it and so forth, then you're obviously at a place where you want a different result. And then the weight, it becomes, again, a gift, a vehicle with which you can start to understand yourself better, the choices you make, and why you interact with food and usually your environment the way you do. The only problem with food is it works.
Yeah, right.
It works to give you energy. It works to change your brain chemistry. It works to change your mood. And we use it for that. But if we're going to learn to do it better, learn to do it right, we can't just take what somebody told us, well, this is what you should do. Why? Because that's for them. That doesn't necessarily apply to you. People say all the time, well, what should I eat? I say, I don't know.
Really?
Your body does. I said, I can tell you what you're eating, and this probably should go, and this probably should go, and this probably should go. But at the end of the day, what we want you to have a tight connection with your body so that you can listen to it, understand what it needs, and adjust. People are as heavy because they ignore being hungry as because they ignore being full. They go all day. They don't eat breakfast. They don't eat lunch. They're starving. Their sugar's bouncing up and down all day. They grab some coffee to manage their glucose. And then by the time they get to eat, man, it's on.
Right.
They get home at night and
Can't stop.
That's right. That resisting that natural urge that the body puts in there to get the calories is normal and should be followed. But when you ignore that, you set up that potential energy to just throttle yourself with later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when you start talking to people about the whole psychological side of it, do they embrace this part of it, or do they think, look, that's not what I came here for. Give me some, you know, give me some HCG, give me some drugs, give me something, and let me get out of here because that's the only thing that works. Do you think people place any value in their own power to manifest change, or do they just exclusively think that it's some magic that you're going to inject in them or something?
Right. I'll tell you how it usually goes. If I off the bat just start hitting people up with, this is what we're going to do and this is what we're going to work on, probably 8 out of 10 will run away. Because, why? Because most of these things are fraught with a lot of pain. Pain of failure, pain of fear about how am I going to, you know, why am I going to succeed, fear about confronting a lot of the decisions they make and being honest about it. So what we try to do is we try to, you know, assess and ascertain, you know, kind of where are their psychological state at, you know. But we're not necessarily going to talk about it off the bat. We're going to work on the physiologic things. We're going to try to get you some success. Why? So that we develop a trust, so that you know we're on your side and we're not going to sit here and beat you up. Then as we go, it just becomes more obvious that that's the place that we need to do the most work. But if you lead with that, with most people, they'll run away from you.
Okay, so the decisions that bring them shame or pain. Can you give us some examples of the most common? I mean, when you see patients year in and year out, there's got to be some common threads, some common themes that people. Can you give us any examples?
Yeah, we had a great example this last year. A young lady that we saw, she was about 19. She weighed about 230 pounds, about 5'3", and she had been gaining weight steadily, and we had her in our program doing a VLCD, or a very low-cal diet, you know, just protein shakes pretty much, for almost a month, and she lost a grand total of 6 pounds. And I've seen people take their metabolisms extremely low, and that's pretty low, but I've seen close to that.
Right.
But I checked her labs, and they're all fine, and I was talking with Frankie, who's lost 100 pounds himself and, you know, looks great and works hard at this and has a great deal of compassion for people. I said, man, I think she's eating. She just can't tell you. And he sat down with her and said, hey, you know, do you ever find yourself in the middle of eating and you don't even remember starting? You know, because that happens for a lot of us.
Right.
She said, yeah. This poor girl was going in her closet at night after her parents went to bed, turning the light off in the closet and eating an entire box of dry Kellogg's cereal.
Oh, my God.
Would do this every night. I mean, can you imagine how lousy that tastes? I mean, my gracious. And the shame involved in that. And Frankie asked her and said, you know, well, why couldn't you tell me? And she said, I was afraid you'd make me quit.
Yeah.
The shame in that. And you know, we got talking to her about it, and Frankie said, no, have all you want. Just eat this shake right behind it. She lost 8 pounds that week.
Really? Really?
Yeah. And just lessening the shame. And as we got talking more, you know, Frankie was like, well, what's the monster you're trying to feed with this? Every time you sit down, and she didn't know, and then one day she just blurts out, because when I was 8 years old, I was sitting down eating a donut, and my dad walked by and said, you're going to be big as a house. That tape recorder played in her mind all the time.
Yeah.
She just believed it. And a lot of times those kind of things are in there. This old hurts, somebody walked by and made a comment, and you know it. You know it stuck you.
Well, in my case, I do know what stuck me, I was an obese child up until about 12 years old. Okay, I mean, I have pictures right now on Facebook of me in school that somebody posted in the school Facebook page that I wanted to forget about. And it was like, oh my God, why is that picture up there? I mean, I don't even like the way I looked back then. I, you know, obviously it was a very painful point in my life.
Sure.
I lost a lot of weight in my teen years and through my 20s. And then I got married. And life got really, really bad again for me emotionally. And I started eating. And I put on weight every single year the entire time I was married. And the reality was that I, you know, everybody talks about it and they go, oh, okay, yeah, right, you're eating down your pain. And, you know, but it's the truth. You know what? When you talked about that girl in the closet, I used to eat things and then push them down at the bottom of the garbage can because I would eat something right before dinner. And then I wouldn't want anybody to see that. And I'll push it down.
Right.
And so I'd pick stuff out of the garbage can and push it down and then cover it. So if somebody just looked in the garbage can, they go, you know, hey, who just ate, you know, the Hot Pockets?
Right.
You know,
right.
And so, I mean, I can relate to that. I really can. Well, and, but you know what? What happens is when life becomes so painful, you self-medicate. Some people use drugs. Some people use alcohol. Some people use
retail therapy.
Yeah, retail therapy. There you go. They shopaholics. They break the bank. Some people, we just go. You know, you remember that game Frogger where you just hop from one log? Well, for me, food was the logs. It was like I was going from, I was trying to get to happiness. Yep. And I was just eating my way there because every time I ate something for a little while, I felt good.
Right. And our parents, a lot of them used workaholism. They just go to work, and avoid it that way. We all do it. We all find ways to manage the way we feel. And there's nothing wrong with food except that it works good. And if you use it as a medicine, it's got side effects like weight gain.
So do you find that people who are successful with weight loss, do they have to address the addictive personality? And because obviously, you know, it could be said that I gave up food for physical culture and now I've become, you know, driven by, and granted it's healthier, but I've become orthorexic now, you know, where I focus on, I got to eat this, I got to eat that, I can't eat that, which I'm not that rigid. I really eat a lot of garbage, by the way. But anyway, I'm kind of like really right now I'm in a transitional phase trying to get back to, where I once was. But, you know, with me training every day, I love training. It feels so good. Do we switch our addictions at some point in time?
Yes. I would consider, Carl, and I've told people this, clients this, that I would say the biggest failure I could see for someone is to come into our program, lose 80, 90 pounds, and learn nothing, and walk out and turn around and do the same thing and gain it all right back, and they're not any fundamentally different. Conversely, I see people, and if they don't lose a ton of weight, but they go away and they're kinder to themselves and they understand what they're doing better and they've begun some changes that are likely to cause some slow, steady change in their bodies over long term, man, that's a win. That's a big win.
Yeah.
We see a lot of people, they trade one addiction for another. And what we try to get at is what are you trying to feed? And how else can we do that? And are there ways, you know, if you're addicted to exercise, we have to watch out for injury, but that ain't going to kill you usually as quick.
Yeah, and if anything, there's some, you know, positive effects of exercise.
Absolutely. But we want to do what we do because we want it, not doing the things we don't want to do and feeling bad about it.
When people are at the bariatrics clinic,
yes,
do many of them realize this, what I just said? Like, you know, I realize now that food was just my medication, and now I'm addicted to being healthy. Now I'm, you know, do they realize this? That, hey, you know what, I just have an addictive personality, and food was what I was addicted to for a while?
It's kind of all over the board, but I would say 2/3 of our patients, roughly, really do have a good understanding or some understanding that they have a food addiction or a really dysfunctional relationship with food. But the thing is, you can usually always understand it better. You can always understand it in more detail. You can always get more aware of it, because if you're still doing it and you don't like it, then that's like the first step is that awareness. The next step is confronting it, and then the final steps are overcoming it.
Yeah.
And we want to do it effortlessly. The more effort something takes, then the less, the more fragile the process is. And when life finally gets in your way, bam, you're back to what you know. And that's what we're trying to work on.
Yeah, imagine if getting food took more effort. You wouldn't be overweight.
you bet.
And, you know, and when you think about it, you know, when you look back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, when the reality was that undernourishment was
the problem.
Yeah, and people were really lean. But you know what? I got to be honest. I think being undernourished is a tad healthier than being overnourished. So
we sure developed strategies for a whole lot longer than we had this problem.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to pick up the discussion. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andry. His website is andrymedicalservices.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, shopping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Uh-oh. Microphone's going to get wet. Raining in the studio. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andry, gifted physician. And his patients are gifted, too, because they get to work with him. Okay. You know, I was thinking of something during the commercial break. And it's actually something I've thought about a lot over the past few years when I think about obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about, you know, how to treat obesity for a second. It first takes the decision of the obese person to step out or step off and say, I want to do something. And I realized that part of the obesity prescription is the ability to put things off or procrastinate. Because I remember I always thought to myself, just like any drug user, you know, I can quit this when I'm ready. I'm just not ready. And that's what obese people do, too. They go, you know what, I'm just not ready to address this, but I am going to address it someday. I know it's not good for me. I got to lose weight. I got to get healthy. But I just can't do it now because I'm struggling trying to find a job. Or
yep.
I'm in a terrible job, and I just can't deal with that right now. And I just can't deal with that right now. And next thing you know, 15 years go by, and they're 300 pounds. And it's like now, you know.
Now what?
There is – I'm sorry to say this to anybody who's listening to this show that is really obese. There is a point of virtually no return. When you get so fat that biological function is impaired so that now you really can't even exercise, you can't walk, you can't, then there's the returning from that is very difficult, even with gastric bypass surgery and anything else.
Well, the problem is that, as you know, Carl, when you're gaining weight, we make new adipocytes. But as we lose weight, we don't lose adipocytes. The cells just become smaller. But that cell still has a nucleus that still makes its cytochemicals, that still makes its hormones, that still asks to be bigger.
I was just going to say, it's just like the plant in what was that Broadway play? What the something barbershop?
Feed Me Seymour.
Yeah, Feed Me, Feed Me, Feed Me.
Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. And that is what they do. And it's really a one way street. But you definitely can control it. But I don't care what your weight is. I don't care what it's been or anything else. Your body is never going to magically wake up someday and decide that it doesn't want to be fatter. Why? Because for 500 million years, vertebrates have been surviving low food energy states and finding strategies to get around that. And not until kids are dying of diabetes before they can have kids will that selection pressure ever change. And the body is trying to gain weight all the time. And when we lose weight, all it knows is we're robbing the savings account, man.
Right.
And that's why we plateau. And that's why there's also a psychological thing saying, man, you got to do different. You got to go eat something. Doing whatever it can. If it uses guilt, it doesn't care. Any strategy to help you get off of that and go gain again.
Isn't that something?
Your fault if you feel that way. That's how it's built, and it works.
And I remember, you saying that to me, and I said, "No, that's we can't let people off the hook. It is their fault." And you said, "No, it's not their fault because they're getting misinformation on top of everything else."
That's right. And if fault worked, well, heck, nobody I know who needs to lose weight hardly ever needs anybody to tell them they need to lose weight. Every time they try to put on a pair of jeans, get in a plane seat, bend over to tie their shoes, they're telling themselves that. But they're also telling themselves at the same time, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. Every time I try, I fail. I'm scared of failing. I can't do this today. I'm scared of pain. I'm scared of hurting and having to go without what I want. And I'm scared of trying it again and not having success.
You know what's really the worst part of all of this? The majority of weight loss programs pay no attention to the acquisition or preservation of muscle. Muscle is metabolic currency. Muscle's the only thing besides the brain and some of the organs that burns calories. Muscle burns more calories than anything else.
Even when you're sleeping.
Exactly. And so the medical orthodoxy ignores the importance of muscle and its contribution to overall health. And as a result, all they pay attention to is the gravitational force on a scale, and if you're losing weight, you're doing good. They don't even care if you. And so what happens is these poor people, they start out at 300 pounds and 180 pounds of muscle mass.
Yep.
They go on some fad diet. They lose 50 pounds. 25 of it is muscle mass, 25 of it is fat. They boom around back because then they go back to eating normal again, but their metabolic rate
is slower. So now they gain faster.
And guess what they gain?
Exactly
they don't gain
right.
muscle, they gain fat. And it's a vicious cycle. And then they get to the point where if they just look at food, they put on fat.
Yes. I've seen it all the time. Your body will find different strategies. It will find ways around what you want to do. So what you sort of got to do is you got to be the body whisperer yourself. You got to convince it and say, hey, look, we can be okay without this. And you have to protein load. That's why the protein diets work. If somebody just goes on a starvation diet, they will lose typically 50% of the weight they lose that isn't water, 50% will be fat and 50% will be muscle.
Right.
And the best we can do is about 80-20. And that's with aggressive protein loading of about a gram per kilogram of body weight.
Right.
That's what we shoot for when we're doing a diet. And we do look to aggressively get people because nothing helps motivate like success. I mean, I've lost, you mentioned something a little bit ago about, the timing and waiting and what do you do there. I've lost 30 pounds four times. I mean, I get it. And one thing that used to frustrate the heck out of me is, I would be there and I would try to put on some clothes and I hated how they looked. But, Carl, it was like, there was nothing I could do at that moment.
Yes.
That helped me one iota 2 hours later when I was hungry.
But something else you just said. There was nothing you could do that moment. So you didn't really care. In other words, we are so out of touch with deferred gratification in this life. I mean, it's gotten even worse with text messages. And I mean, it's like everything is now. And so when you go put those pants on and they don't fit, you know that there's nothing you can do in the short term to change that. You can't change it in a day or two, so you just don't even think about it. You go, oh, well, yeah, that's
right.
It.
Except, Carl, here's the gospel. I'm glad you put it that way, because I learned, again, after 12 years of kind of messing it up, there is absolutely something I can do in that moment to help that corrects that, and if I can maintain it, corrects that problem and carries me through the success in the long run. And it's not go exercise. It's listen to your body. That is the problem. We cut ourselves off from listening to our body. It will tell you what to eat. It will tell you when to eat. It will tell you when it's full. But we drowned out all those signals with 1,000 other things, agendas we have, and plans that we make, and money that we're going to spend, and things that we got to go do, and what we like because, dang it, we can choose tonight, and my wife's going to make something I don't like, so I'm eating now all I can.
Right.
All these other reasons. But what I could do is I could ask myself, this very moment, am I hungry? You literally put your hand on your stomach. Do I need something to eat? And a lot of times it says, no, I'm fine. Well, then you don't need anything. And if you can learn to do that, you know, my body, I do this now all the time, Carl. Every few minutes that I think about it, I ask my body, what do you need? And it almost always tells me the same things. It says, sit up, get my posture better. It says, breathe deeper, and drink some more water.
Yeah. And I like the breathe deeper part, too.
Yeah, yeah. And your body might tell something different. All of our bodies will tell us, but it has inborn signals. That's how we survived all this time.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
but,
and you know what? And I did a show with Randy Roach 3 years ago with the supposition that instinct and intuition has been bred out of us. We have to look for books to tell us how to raise our children. We have to look to books to tell us,
yeah,
you know, things that should be fundamentally,
yeah,
part of us.
The whole beauty of your show, Carl, is that, in my opinion, you are a call to the antithesis to that. And I don't know what you and Randy came up with, but I disagree fundamentally. That instinct did not go anywhere. It is still in there. It's just drowned out a little bit.
That's what we said. The noise level of marketing and of agendas has become so much louder
and
that most people don't listen
sense,
anymore. They don't listen
quote,
anymore. Right.
Ideas about what you should do. Oh, well, think about it. How many years did we go being told, oh, you can't eat fat. Don't eat fat. We got to eat low fat. And we've done nothing but get fatter the whole time. We get outside ideas that many of us just said, well, that doesn't sound right. Something inside me says, I want a steak. Something inside me says, in fact, I want an almost raw steak.
And I listen to this. And in fact, I just posted this on Facebook this morning. For the past couple of weeks, I've been training fasted. I get up at 5:30, 5:45. I do my fasted cardio. And then I usually have tea with ginger, go to the gym, work out fasted, and then my first meal is after that. But this morning I woke up, I was dragging, I've been training every day, and I just had this insatiable urge to drink raw cream. I drank a quart of raw cream this morning. I felt so good after I drank that. And I thought to myself, you know what? My body, it tasted so good that my body knew that I needed that. And I drank the whole quart.
Yep. And I can't tell. I see what the mistake we make is we have something like that and it works for us. And then we go out and tell everybody else that that's what they should do every day. Right? And the point is you listened. That's the thing we should
be
doing.
That's what everybody should be doing.
To be doing. Absolutely.
I like
and
that.
And, you know, what we do use VLCDs. We do use aggressive low-calorie diets for people if they're up for doing that. But the point of them is not to necessarily lose all this fat, which it will do. It really, in reality, is to put a break in your autonomic processes that you've been doing day after day after day after day and allow you to think and decide what's going to work for you.
It's like fasting causes a phenomenon called autophagy, right?
Yes.
Okay. Where the body kind of detoxes itself. But there's another thing. By not eating and not activating the should mechanism, your brain is detoxifying itself of these patterns almost.
Of these thoughts. That's exactly right. Making room and a pause to allow you to consider something else.
I love this. Isn't it funny? Elisa, we were at dinner last week with Matt and his girlfriend, Stacy, and Elisa's started calling Matt the body whisperer. I thought that was really cute. And that's we have to get it. We have to get a Lifetime or a TLC channel show for you, the body whisperer. That's the next agenda. All right, let's
that's
do this.
Hilarious.
We'll take our last commercial break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andre. Go to his website, andremedicalservices.com. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Dr. Matt Andry about the psychology of weight loss. And really what it comes down to is being quiet and listening to your body. And you know, it's really interesting. And this dawned on me. I had a guy on the show last year named Jim Marlowe, really, really gifted nutritionist. And he started talking about the fact that people who binge eat, they binge eat because they're not eating foods that are genetically appropriate for them. If they would eat the foods that they're genetically appropriate for them, they would eat a meal and they would be satisfied. Yeah. And he was pointing out, like, the whole penchant for chicken breast, when really the higher prurine levels in the dark meat seem to satisfy some people more so. And so you're hungry, you keep going back for more and more. And then it dawned on me. Every day, like clockwork, when I'm finished training, I am so hungry that I eat my post-workout meal, and I just want to eat again a half hour later, and it's because I'm fasted and I trained. But more importantly, this morning, I had that raw cream. Yeah. I had just half of my post-workout meal today, and I'm still not hungry. Yeah, I'm still not hungry.
Yep.
Now, some people would say, well, it's the slow clearance of fat from the gut. But that could be it. My body wanted that slow clearance, maybe.
Who cares? Whatever the reason, your body knew. That's the point. What we got to do is clear out the junk and the junk messages and the ideas that some dude had and made $1 million writing books on, and just clear out for what the smartest person in the room, which is who? Your own body knows what to do.
Isn't
That's the key.
And you know what? Animals know what to do. No, I'm not talking about domesticated animals. Animals know what to do. Here's an interesting story for those of you who aren't familiar with this region of the United States. All throughout Kentucky, they have these places called licks, L-I-C-K-S, like Big Bone Lick and Pope Lick, and I'm sure they have them up in Indiana too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I was like, where do they come up with these stupid names, licks? And then somebody told me animals would walk from far away to these areas and lick the ground because they were high in certain types of minerals.
Minerals. Yep.
And so that's, and so you think about that. An animal knows that it needs those minerals, so it would start a journey from miles away to that place just to lick the ground, and then it would go back home again.
Right. You know, how many times have you been driving somewhere, or you go to some new town, or even better, some festival, and they got all this kind of food around, and you just, on your way driving there, you just, some food sounds great. It just, boom, pops right in your head.
Right.
That didn't come from because you're some miscreant who's just bound and determined to eat crap.
Right.
It can very well be that there's some part of you that knows deeply that there's some element to that that has what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if as long as you vary it and are willing to listen when it tells you something else, it's fine. If you're going to get stuck on what we do, though, is, well, that's what I need. Oh, I must need it tomorrow. I must need it tomorrow. I must need it tomorrow. All of a sudden, you got too much of it. You got to be willing to be flexible and have the guts, frankly, to be willing to change what your pattern is, what your exercise routine is. You know, the thing that I see over and over, and you know, I want to put this on my website. You know, like, hopeless is our specialty, because that's like what we see over and over. We've got a huge part of our practice is people that have had bariatric surgery and really didn't lose anything.
Wow.
We got a ton of them that had especially banding or gastric surgery of some type and lost and then regained. Why? Because their body is brilliant at finding ways to get its storage back up.
Right.
That's all it did. It found ways. Or they limited their intake ability by squeezing down the faucet, and their body said, fine, I'm just going to make you want liquids all day long. And they just drink and drink and drink and be able to take a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and they mitigate the whole benefit of what the surgery is supposed to give them. You can't fix a head problem by cutting on your stomach. You just can't do it.
Right.
That's filled our schedule and we love it because we love taking those folks that just say, well, I can't do it and I've gone and I've done all this and I've even had surgery and it's not worked. What makes you think it's going to be different? We tell them nothing. It's what you think that's going to be different.
Yeah. What about yesterday? I did an interview with Dr. Brandi Cantarella. Her group at the University of Maryland School of Medicine just published the first part of a two-phase study. They did something called the Old Order Amish Gut Study. They had 300-something Amish people in Pennsylvania that they were able to – they were trying to make a correlation between obesity, metabolic disorders, and microbiota in the stomach. And the reason they chose the Amish is because there's very little medical intervention. They don't use pharmaceutical drugs by and large. By the way, they don't use antibiotics near the degree that the average
drink
American
raw milk.
Does. Well, I you know what, Matt? I'm talking to this girl, and Prevotella apparently is the microbiota in their stomachs that is in higher degrees than in the general population.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking about why that is. She said, well, you know, they farm, they come in contact with animals, there's some cross-contamination going on, or the dirt. You know, we talked about the dirt when I worked on the racetrack. I did that whole interview. I forgot. Last night I was having dinner with Elisa, and I looked at her, you know what I forgot? Could you believe I forgot to say to her, what about the raw milk? They drink raw milk.
Right. And that's probably where, a reasonable portion of their gut bacteria would come from. For sure.
I can't believe. I mean, there had to be listeners out there who were frustrated and wanted to
poke. Why are you missing this one? It's on your hand.
Poke me in the eyes. They want to, like, Carl, are you stupid? What about the raw milk they drink?
Right.
I don't know
It's a fascinating theory, and I'm sure it has some degree of legitimacy. Again, I think at the end of the day, there are so many mechanisms by which, you know, the body can work around it, because it has a goal, and that goal is famine survival, because that's what we've developed to get around forever. That was like one of our most common and universal pressures on our environment, and we've found multiple strategies for adapting to that. We're just in an environment that's utterly different, and now with its GMO crap, it's so much worse.
It's scary,
and especially the fact they don't want us to know it. I think that unconscionable. So
it's disgusting.
Theory.
It's disgusting. It really is. Yeah. And the people, Hugh Grant is the name of the guy at Monsanto. I don't believe in heaven and hell, but I wish there was a hell just for him. I really do. I wish I could believe just for him. He needs to go to hell. Monsanto's a disgusting company, man. Disgusting. I mean, they don't care about people at all.
It's pretty terrible, and I do think that one of the main things that's made, if not the main thing that makes us as a society struggling with obesity epidemic, is the poor quality of our food. We never get satisfied because there's nothing in it.
Yes.
You have to eat more and more all the time. So listening to your body when it tells you to eat that kind of thing that, wow, that's not on my diet plan, go ahead. What if it, doing what's intuitive hasn't worked for you, try something counterintuitive.
Yeah, right.
The one thing I see, and I see people all the time, they come in here and they've been doing these boot camps, and especially I know a lot of your listeners are particularly interested in these heavy, aggressive workouts, because a lot of them have been weightlifters. And, in my experience, the more effort something takes, the less durable it is. And the problem with a weight plan is if you pick one that takes a lot of effort, man, life gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You pick one, and then you get a family member sick, and all of a sudden you're going and visiting them, and then your diet plan's out the window. In the end, while you can do things in short duration to get some results, that's great. But in the long run, what you want to stay healthy is a plan that will adapt to your own environment. And what is that? Listening to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
But it's hard. It's hard to listen to yourself, because a lot of the messages you get from the media, like eating high, like could you imagine if I talked to an average GP and said, I drank a quart of cream this morning? He would say, at best, he'd say, that was very reckless of you.
Because
when my friend Billy Mitchell got married, a friend of theirs that they invited down from Minnesota is a hospital administrator. He's the head of a hospital up there. And we were sitting at the table, and, he heard what Elisa and I do, and we got to talking. And so then somehow it came up about the way I eat copious amounts of coconut oil. I put it in the fridge and let it chunk up so I can break it off and just throw it in my mouth. And I love it. It's like eating rich chocolate to me. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, that's a bad thing to do. I said, why? He says, well, first of all, it's very high in calories. I says, well, calories don't mean anything. He goes, of course they do. He says, besides that, he goes, saturated fat is bad for you. I says, why is it bad for you? He says, because it'll clog your arteries. He says, no, it won't. And Elisa kicked me under the table because she knew.
This is not going to go anywhere.
The old saying, I use it on the show all the time, you're never going to take a Baptist and turn him into a Jew. You just can't do it. It's not going to happen. And so there was no way I was going to convince this guy that he was really wrong, because he was emotionally invested in that. His whole career was based on those being
principles.
Yeah.
And he wasn't trying to be argumentative.
No.
He believes them because it's what he was taught, and he's seen evidence that he thinks supports that. And why do you think I'm on your show and not 60 Minutes?
Right. Exactly.
Because, you're ahead of the curve. You understand that any piece of information you get is fraught with its own counter. It's fraught with its own yes, but. And when is it not true? And, you're going to eat the coconut oil until such point as your body's had enough of it, and all of a sudden you may not want it today.
And you
want
to know the funny thing? I went for like 2 months without wanting coconut oil, and I just didn't eat it. It sat in there. I mean, that's what happens to me. And I also believe in, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, I also believe in the fact that the lack of seasonality to foods is contrary to our genetic makeup.
Yes.
Cows don't, my farmer doesn't milk in the coldest months of the year. He says the cows need the energy just to stay warm and feed the calves. so he doesn't sell milk. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think that having tomatoes all year round probably isn't a good thing.
Yes, you're exactly right. Anthony Sincotta did some great work on this. He's the one that developed the medicine Cycloset, the bromocriptine that we use in diabetes and in metabolic syndrome. And he demonstrated the way in which the cycling of dopamine within our hypothalamus is both diurnal, in other words, it's both night and day cycles, and it's seasonal. Why? Because every vertebrate for the last 500 million years, whether they live in temperate or warmer climes, all have cycles where they have cold, warm seasons, dry, wet seasons, low food, high food seasons, some time where they have to adapt and they get a break. And that rhythm is key. We don't do anything with rhythm. We get some and this is the good idea. Well, it must be the right idea every day.
Right.
Wrong.
Right. Right. This is a whole nother discussion. We have to do this one. We have to come. I have to have you back on. We have to talk about the rhythms and cycles of life.
You got it.
Okay. Listen, Matt, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well,
okay?
I appreciate it. And any talking about this, this is near and dear to my heart. I'll do it anytime you want. And I really appreciate the chance.
Andry, A-N-D-R-Y, medicalservices.com. If you're in the state of Indiana area, this is the doctor you want to see. I'm telling you right now. Matt, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Carl.
All right, so thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Thank you to Wade Johnson for doing the first hour by himself without Rob Regish. Rob Regish will be on next week. We'll see you tomorrow. Dr. Tenpenny is going to be on tomorrow. Vaccines and genetically modified babies will be the subject.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.